The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and a warm welcome to your Relief Hour this Wednesday morning, focusing on the African Muslims, Asians and the Qurbani program this time around. We have Regional Manager Hussein Shunara online with us. Brother Hussein, assalamu alaikum to you and a warm welcome.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Aisha. Shukran for having us on the Voice of the Cape this morning.
The pleasure is ours, and I love the enthusiasm and the excitement in your voice there, Brother Hussein. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, beautiful day in Cape Town, rainy, wet, cold, but alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful day.
Alhamdulillah, indeed. You, African Muslims Agency has run a large Qurbani program. Tell us more about the campaign across the world and what the slogan is for this year, Brother Hussein.
Actually, I think most of the listeners of Voice of the Cape will know, alhamdulillah, the African Muslims Agency's Qurbani program has been in existence for many, 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 many years. Alhamdulillah, this year the slogan is sustain, sacrifice, and share. And I'll go into detail, Aisha, of why this, and explain this process of why it's called sustain, sacrifice, and share. But just to give our listeners an overview, you know, I think most of the listeners will know that we do Qurbani in South Africa as well as across Africa and in Africa. We build masjids and boreholes and water wells, and at these sites in the different villages across the continent, we'll be doing Qurbani at these masjids and Islamic centers, but also focusing besides Mozambique, Malawi, as well as Lesotho, Zimbabwe, Mali, Uganda, and then outside of Africa, we're looking at Syria, Lebanon, Yemen, Afghanistan, Rohingya, and Palestine. So these countries, you know, that have been part of the Ramadan campaign, we've now extended to the Qurbani campaign as well, and you'll find that these are the countries that are in need. Most times people ask me, and someone asked me this morning again, where do you think is the most need? The one is, I think, the nature of Qurbani, according to what your heart feels, where it must go to. But we've identified these countries that we're working for the Qurbani 2021, as the countries that are absolute in dire need of assistance.
Most definitely. We understand that the Qurbani project at EMMA is not just about distributing meat. Explain to us the process of transporting live animals into villages.
You know, sustain, sacrifice, and share. With African Muslim Agency, Qurbani is not only on the day of Eid where meat is distributed. You know, we never want the people who are receiving, you know, the meat on Eid day to feel that Eid is just about receiving free meat. So at African Muslims Agency, alhamdulillah, the Qurbani has already started, meaning that in Africa, for example, we've already bought animals. And in Africa, Aisha, I think, you know, I've shared this with you many times, that the locals in villages in Africa rear these animals not for themselves to consume, but rather to keep as assets to trade with or sell so they can empower themselves and their homes. So one is we buy these goats from them. We buy these animals from the locals. So we're empowering them because we're giving them money. And then they use this money to buy more animals. And in some cases, of course, we truck these animals to the remote villages in different areas across the different villages, not on the side of the road in the nearest town. Different remote areas, villages, these animals are trucked. And, of course, the people who receive the money buy more animals. So it becomes a sustainable project. And then right leading up to Eid day, people are taught, they're educated about Eid, about the Sunnah of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. You know, so they also feel the spirit, and they're also looking forward to the, you know, Eid day. Just like how we want our children, you know, to feel the excitement and the build up to Eid day in choosing the animal, and also to understand the process around that and the importance of it as well. And then on Eid day, of course, it is the sacrifice of the animals, and then sharing that with as many people as possible. In the refugee camps, in the Syrian and Palestinian camps, on Eid day, again, it's not just about giving meat. We have an Eid festival for the refugees, for the children, for the widows, for the children, for the people in the camps, to have that spirit of Eid. So we have a full-on Eid spirit. So when you're sponsoring your Qurbani with African Muslims Agency, it's about sustaining, it's about sacrificing, about sharing, but it's allowing someone else to feel Eid already today, not only on Eid day, just like you and I would want it to be like, inshallah. Okay.
But in the sense that we take it a little bit back or forward, I would say, you know, for these farmers to have these animals, they need water, they need, you know, to sustain these animals prior to, you know, selling them for Qurbani as well, and that is how they probably sustain the families. But these water, you know, boreholes and wells, tell us more about this, and if there are more boreholes and wells to be, you know, constructed or rather dug up for the people in Africa as well to sustain them.
Absolutely, you know, and Aisha, definitely is. You know, for example, if I take one country like Malawi, just one country, there's 55,000 villages that are in need of water. Whether it's in the south, whether it's in central or northern Malawi, I'm just talking one country. Now, I think most of the listeners would know we build water wells in Mozambique, Malawi, and other countries. So water is so important. I was there and I've seen animals benefit from this. So the Qurbani process allows when you empower someone, when you buy their animal from them, you're giving them money, they use that money to buy the essentials for their homes.
SubhanAllah.
It becomes an empowerment tool. So you're not just buying an animal for sacrifice to fulfill your niyyah. That is happening, alhamdulillah. But you're also empowering local people. You're also educating people through the Qurbani process.
Indeed.
And you know, Qurbani is with African Muslims Agency in South Africa, like I mentioned, yeah, across Africa, in Palestine. Palestine, we know the need in Palestine right now. So, you know, firstly, you know, we always encourage with COVID-19, it might be difficult, but we always encourage it, Amma. Try and do one Qurbani at home so you and your family always experience it. It's never forgotten.
Okay.
But always think about somewhere else as well.
Have this
one at home. Yep.
We're looking at people, you know, conducting Qurbani all around Africa, and we're looking at what happens at home. I mean, you know, there's parts of the animal that we would put back into the hole and close it up, whereas we're looking at people in Africa who makes use of everything that is, you know, of that animal that was slaughtered.
Yes, absolutely. I just saw you are breaking up there. Did I hear you?
No, I was saying that, you know, locally when people do Qurbani in Cape Town, what I've seen was if they skin the animal, they see no use for that skin and then they put it into the hole, or they would, you know, leave so much that can be used, because we're looking at, you know, utilizing every piece of that animal to the best of your ability so that, you know, these people can benefit thereof as well.
Absolutely. Every single aspect of the Qurbani is utilized in some way in benefiting. It's not just the distribution of meat. You know, we never want to inculcate it. There's nothing wrong with sponsoring a Qurbani and the people getting meat, distribution of meat. There's nothing wrong with it, Aisha. But we just believe that African Muslims Agency, there's more to it. It's about education. It's about sustaining. It's about sharing. And of course, every aspect is of the sacrifice and every aspect leading up to and on the day of Eid should be enjoyed in the sense better than it should be like how we would want it to be at home.
Indeed, it is inevitably a celebration, and you want people the world over to feel that it is a celebration as well.
Absolutely, Auntie Aisha. And I would encourage all the listening right now, you know, contact our offices. Go, you know, our Cape Town office is directly opposite the Wembley Roadhouse. Mm-hmm. You can phone us on our office number 021-699-0545 and 021-699-0545. Or if you want to log on to the website, please type in www.africanmuslimsagency.co.za. Make sure you type that in. And when you click, make sure you're going onto the African Muslims Agency website and you've got the different donate options there, or call us and we can assist you. And of course, inshallah, once Qurbani is completed, we'll send you a confirmation that your Qurbani is completed at the time of slaughter. And you know, Aisha, I was recently in the Eastern Cape just last week, and I met someone who lives, you know, an uncle who lives in a 3x3 space. He's you know, he's got one leg, and I could, you know, when he can, he eats. You know, he looks out for grants or depends on sadaqah. And I think about that, and I think about how a Qurbani changes man's life, even if it be for a short period of time. Mm-hmm. You know, so this is when we say give your Qurbani, one is your niyyah being fulfilled, But the secondary, you know, it's almost Kurbani. It's about us Allah giving us opportunities to benefit others, but more importantly, benefiting ourselves, because Allah's accepting our niyyah. But then, in that process, Allah's allowing us to benefit others. So the people that are receiving Kurbani, whether it's in Palestine or Afghanistan or Yemen or Rohingya or in Africa or South Africa, are people that are in absolute dire need. And when they have that nourishment of food or of meat, that morsel of food that enters their mouth, Allah rewards you because you are part of the process.
Indeed, inshallah. So you've given us the web address as well as people can call the office. Do you expect people, or can people come to the office as well, given that we are on level 4?
Absolutely. Our offices are open around the country. We can also come to you, to anybody who wants to come to them, we can do that. But our offices are open. They'll be open again in the weekend as well to receive your Kurbani.
Okay. Do they have to come into the office to know more about the cost of the Kurbani of the wild livestock?
They can call, phone us to find it okay. out also, or they can come into the office, whichever is convenient for anybody who would like to come. They can come to the office. We'll explain to them the whole process of Kurbani, the costings as well. Or if they go right now onto our social media pages or onto our website, they can find all the pricing there as well.
Indeed. So this is the campaign currently running, but in between this, there's still, you know, the feeding and everything else still going on globally as well, Brother Singh.
And Aisha, you know, with the lockdown regulations and with level 4 adjustment, you know, people I need, this is compounded. You know, I think right now most of around the country, we're currently busy in full swing with our winter warmth campaign of distribution of blankets. Just this past weekend, on Saturday, we visited to 20 organizations, and the weekend before, another 20 organizations and churches and mosques and madrasas where we distributed blankets and winter packs. That's an ongoing campaign. We can feel the winter, especially in the Cape, but it's around the country. And also now we're providing COVID food packs. Mm-hmm. COVID food packs to anybody who is positive and needs food. We're giving COVID food packs and dropping and copying off by their houses. People can contact our offices and find out more information around this as well.
Brother Sen, there's a listener that's asking for the banking details.
Sure, I can give it to you now. It's at Africa Muslims Agency, Standard Bank account, check account number 20-3-82-110. That's 20-3-82-110, and the branch code is 005205. Your reference for Kurbani specific, you can put your cell phone number or your telephone number and Kurbani. You can also, I'll give you a 24-hour number, Auntie Aisha, if you, maybe you can read it out. Anybody wants more information, the 24-hour number is 081-030-8241. That's 081-030-8241.
There we go. We say big shukran for chatting to us this morning. Any final words in conclusion, Hafidh Hussain?
At this time, you know, where people are limited in moving around, and the people are limited in movement and being socially distant and being at home, the African Muslims Agency teams for Kurbani is already in place. Preparation is already underway. All you have to do is connect with us, give us your niyyah, and select where you want your Kurbani to go to, and we will fulfill that niyyah for you, inshallah.
Inshallah. Wishing you all the success, barakah and khair in your lives as well, and Allah protect you always. Ameen. Until we speak again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.